Littering costs the nation an estimated $350 million each and every year. Environmental groups say the country is getting better at disposing of its waste, but there's still plenty of room for improvement. Roadside litter, particularly along our rural highways, remains one of our biggest challenges. I spoke with Keep Australia Beautiful Chief Executive Val Southam about the campaign to keep regional communities looking their absolute best.
Val, thanks for your time. It's an important week for environmental groups. Keep Australia Beautiful Week is upon us. What's the key message for those listening?
This is the week in which we're putting out a call and appealing to everyone to look after their area and to look after other areas, pick up their litter, keep it with them. We're actually asking people to pick up one piece of litter every day for the week, so that if we multiply that by the number of people that are involved and that take that pledge, that should get a big result in the amount of litter being removed just in this particular week alone.
Now, when most people head to the shops, they wind up coming home with, you know, a variety of plastic products. Many of these items wind up in the rubbish, but some of that isn't discarded properly. What sort of impact does that have on our environment?
When things aren't properly disposed of, and it's very important that when people buy all this packaging and materials that they actually put it in their recycling bin where it can be recycled, or if they're out and about that they put it in some sort of litter bin. Because the issue is that if it gets out onto our streets and our roads and it washes down our gutters, it goes into our oceans and into our rivers, then marine animals and marine life, they swallow it, they eat it, they get tangled in it. Animals do the same thing out in the country where they try to eat something or they get caught up with something. So it's really important for our wildlife and our marine life that we make sure it ends up in the right place.
As you've touched on, our regions often pay the biggest price when it comes to litter bugs. What should people do if, you know, they're passing through more remote areas and they need to dispose of their rubbish?
Well, this year's campaign is, our hashtag is Litter Rally, which is literally a rally, and it's best to sort of focus on people who are driving out in the country, those people that are out on holidays who are driving, to make sure that they don't throw litter out of the window of their car, or they don't stop by the road and then leave a pile of rubbish which then ends up in the environment. So we're asking those people to be specifically aware to get yourself a container, keep it inside your vehicle, dispose of it properly when you get somewhere. And if you see other rubbish left lying around, then there's your opportunity to pick up your five pieces of litter for the week.
And in terms of the overall cost, how big is the littering burden?
It's about $300 to $350 million a year across the country is the cost to all the local authorities and other contractors to actually pick up, clean and deal with our waste. So it's a huge amount that we're spending, and it could be, I'm sure everyone would agree, much better spent on much more important things than cleaning up after people.
Now, you've mentioned picking up one piece of litter each day. It's a great concept, but surely that's one you'd like to see adopted 365 days a year, not just this Keep Australia Beautiful week.
I think it's like seatbelts and other things. You've just got to become automatically aware of what you've now consumed something, you've got something that's left over, you put it in your pocket, you put it in your car, you put it in your bag. If there isn't somewhere nearby to put it, you don't throw it on the ground, because I think there's this feeling that someone else is going to pick it up, and that's certainly not. We need to all take responsibility for the litter that we create.
And for those who are eager to take part in this week's campaign, what's your message to them to get their friends and family involved, not only this week, but I guess every day going forward?
Go to our Keep Australia Beautiful website, take the pledge for this week. The hashtag is Litter Alley. Share that on social media. Show what you're doing. Share it with your friends and show other people that you are actually taking care of your environment and that you do care and you're looking after your own patch.